There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number two on a Thursday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I'm wearing one right now. And that holster that I'm wearing right now, which is in a paddle configuration, very easily can be turned into something that mounts underneath the dash of my car. Or it can mount to the side of my bed, or it can mount to my plate carrier, or my chest rig, or a drop leg platform, or whatever I want to mount it to, there's a way to do it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Recently, you know, one of my issues that I have with gun rights organizations is, I don't know, they all seem to have. Well, you know what? We all have baggage, but some of the baggage out there just keeps breaking your back. You know, you sit back and say, hey, well, then you adjust, and then it breaks your back some more because you find out something new. And recently, the NRA had their convention. So, my next guest he's slightly familiar with the NRA. His dad used to run it. And now he sits back, and unlike most of these heads of gun rights organizations, he's not necessarily overly concerned with decorum and protocol. Joining me again whilst on the road is Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Did you go to the NRA convention?
No, I missed it this year. I missed it, and Jeff didn't even get to make it. He had a personal tragedy happen. His stepson's the mother of his stepson's child has had a terrible accident and ended up on Easter Sunday. They rolled a horse-drawn carriage, and she hit her head and died in the process. But the reason she did that was she was trying to save a baby, save her baby, and it was so kind of a harrowing week. But didn't get to make it to the convention this year, but it sounded like very much the usual thing. Gathering of the faithful, the speechifying, and NRA doing a lot of patting itself on the back. Some of it deserved, some of it, maybe inflated, but, you know, the NRA is the NRA.
And yet they said nothing, and none of the, as far as I know, none of the candidates said anything about amnesty.
No, and I don't think you're going to hear it. Rand Paul did not show up, I think because of, I'm not sure, he's been associated with another organization called National Association for Gun Rights, which...
That's Dudley, and I made mention of that. Should gun rights organizations, and I'm curious about this, now in my mind's eye, okay... When I was in the military and I was overseas and I was, you know, we'd be deployed in a NATO exercise, we never shot down the Turkish soldiers because they weren't Americans. We were, you know, we were on a common mission and we had to play well with others. They didn't train the way we did. They didn't speak the way we did. They didn't eat what we ate. They didn't look like we looked. But we still didn't blow them away. Should gun rights organizations out there with another ostensibly gun rights organization that, you know, some of us may sit back and say, okay. But if they're out there trying to do the same thing, should one gun rights organization look at somebody and say, well, you back him, so we don't like you?
Absolutely not. And it, if we're going the same direction, and we may take a different route, you and I may go the same direction or even have the same destination, and we may take different routes. How we get there doesn't make a whole lot of difference. What I want to make sure is that we get there. And that's where if somebody has too close ties with one organization or another, and I've got my own heartburn with Dudley. I'll say that up front. And I don't want to throw rocks. I'm going to choose not to say anything since I don't have anything nice to say. But on the other hand, Rand Paul shouldn't have been excluded from that from the NRA convention.
Well, I don't mind throwing a rock at Dudley. I get mail from Dudley all the time and email, and I've never sought any of this stuff. And Dudley will tell me, just like it's happening right now, like it just happened, like it just came up, that Barack Obama's not allowing the reimportation of M1 Garands.
Yeah.
Which is very old. That's a very old thing.
Yep.
We've known about it. We've been angry about it for a while. But he can fix it if I'll send him $5.
Yep.
And I find that kind of information and that kind of mailing, that's the same misinformation that I see the gun grabbers doing all the time. And the other thing that I'm looking at right now in Colorado, they've got this legislation pending where they're going to up the capacity cap on magazines to 30, right? Now, Dudley also runs the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association, or whatever they're called, and he's out there saying, repeal it or nothing. I just think that's a bad move. That's a bad tactic to have.
Yeah, there's two different directions. There's a variety of views, and I have not sat down and really looked at what's going on in Colorado. I saw that they were moving to push back that ridiculous magazine ban. I didn't know that one of the ideas was to go, increase the capacity to 30. In principle, I don't like it at all. I don't think that there should be, if you want to have a 100-round magazine, go right ahead. It's probably going to jam, but that's business. And so I can kind of see the repeal it or nothing view, because it does create a legal trap. Certainly for the 5-round or for a 15-round, 10-round, whatever, I cannot swear that I don't have a magazine laying around that maybe for a gun that I don't even own. And so there's a chance, especially when they say, well, the way to solve this is to make not only manufacture and sale, but possession of high capacity magazines, quote unquote, illegal. And then you make instant felons out of people, and that's really not what the law is supposed to do. But so I can kind of see that viewpoint. I can see the validity of the viewpoint. On the other hand, our side has never been really good at a tactic that the other side's very good at, which is to take the slices of the salami. Now, I will say this. When you start taking slices of salami, you end up making the law very complex.
Right.
If you've ever read Illinois gun law, or God help us, California gun law, it's this layered, nuanced, and you can see the hit progression of the law by reading down through the layers, and you can see down to the bottom of where it goes back to the Bandicamp and the laws that were passed back in the 70s and in the 80s and even the 60s when Ronald Reagan got upset because the Black Panthers did an open carry demonstration.
Yeah. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Hang on. We'll be right back with my guest, Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Oh, Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
All right. Coming to you live on the, well, on the, from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a, yeah, that's where that goes. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Boy, that was horrible with rejoining you. I'll have to write that down. Write that down. Anyway, my guest this hour from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox out there on the road. Are you on the road for Firearms Coalition stuff? I know you have a other job. Is this other job stuff you're doing or Firearms Coalition stuff?
Yeah, sadly, this is day job stuff, and I'm in a... not free area, and I'm here with unarmed. The only thing I've got is a flashlight and kind of a tactical pen.
Tactical pen and a stapler. I'm sure you have a stapler, don't you? Well, maybe not New Jersey. Are you in New Jersey?
No, fortunately, but it's almost as bad. I'm in Pennsylvania, but in Philadelphia.
Okay, I was about to say, Philadelphia is actually like a gun-free zone surrounded by a big gun-rich state, aren't they?
Exactly. I mean, Pennsylvania is such a solidly pro-gun area, and it is so pro-freedom in general, and yet you have the city of Pennsylvania, but it's part of that Boston-Philadelphia D.C. metroplex that goes up the entire East Coast, and it's starting to seep into New Hampshire. So it is. I've over the years I've learned that I don't function that well on the East Coast, and so I avoid it when I can. But when I do get out, I try to get out here and try to see some friends, and at least fly the flag. I'm gonna try to get out today and drop a book off at a local gun store that I've been checking into. So it's just. I try to fly the Firearms Coalition flag no matter where I am.
The city of Philadelphia, they in Pennsylvania, they what are they considered, a Class A city or a Class 1 city? There's something that makes Philadelphia more special than everywhere else in Pennsylvania. What was that? You know what I'm talking about as far as that? Is it Class A?
It's the same thing that Chicago gets and Cook County gets a little carve out of the rest of Illinois. Illinois is generally a pro-freedom state, but it's distorted by the pernicious influence of Chicago. So
what are we as regular Americans that are, I mean, just your opinion on this as a regular patriotic American who, maybe serves the military, maybe works in public service or something. And they look at a class of citizens that run Philadelphia or Washington, D.C. or Chicago or any of those places. And they get out there and they say, we're special and we don't want this. Isn't that them saying we're better and we don't trust you?
That's pretty much what it is. And what's really interesting is that in all those cities, those places you mentioned, the government of that place is run by people who have a D after their name, as a rule, and they are and they generally take a leftward tilt on the political spectrum, and they figure that the reason that people work is so they can pay taxes and support them, and it's just you get into this spiral that we all know about.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you like country music?
Are you talking about McGraw? I've never been a big country music fan. I was stationed in Clarksville, Tennessee, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, at Fort Campbell when Keith Whitley killed himself, drank himself to death in a motel room. And who was he married to? He's married to Lori Morgan. He was a country music star. And, ever since then, whenever somebody says, Bill, do you like country music? I just go, Keith Whitley.
Yeah.
So I'm not as a matter of fact, if you were to listen to what I listen to, if I were to send you segments of what I listen to, you'd never appear as a guest on my show again. And I'm not listening to anything that's, well, maybe you would. You, for all I know, you listen to it, too. I don't even know why I said that.
Well,
you may listen to what I listen to.
I've got pretty eclectic taste in music, it goes from John Coltrane to Hank Williams. But I tell you what, Tim McGraw, is the top 40, and all of it, this top country that... And the reason I just wanted to broach the subject is because there seems to be a cultural divide. People that are so busy being famous and so busy doing, doing their craft or whatever it is, that they lose track of who their audience is and what their audience should support or what their audience is going to support.
They lose track of what they are.
Right.
They're entertainers.
Yeah, they're doing what they do. Their job is to fill up the stadium, which to me, if you're filling up a stadium, it ain't country music, but that's me.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was kind of an interesting thing, and I was just wondering whether you had broached that subject at all. It seems like it's starting to break out, and I had seen it as just a footnote, and now it's all of a sudden it's gathering some steam.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
Yeah.
I look at entertainers as what they are. If they are actors, they're pretenders. If they're singers, well, they're singers. And if they can make me to believe in the acting part of it that they are the father in the blind side, like Tim McGraw did, okay, that I'm enjoying the movie. I don't look at them as Buddha. They're not the savior. They're not the Bhagwan or anything. They're just an actor or a singer. And every time one of these people gets up there and wants to take the moral high ground, the first thing I think about is, what some of these other celebrities say.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff they come up with. They have the same degree of fame and have the fame for the same reason. And some of the stuff you hear is pretty stupid coming from celebrities a lot of times. I mean, I think Jessica Simpson, she had a show on MTV and somebody said something about buffalo wings, and she didn't know that buffalo could fly. Serious. Serious.
She called chicken tuna of the land or something. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. Firearms Coalition. You can find them at thefirearmscoalition.com. If you want to find some stuff that has gone on in the history of the gun rights organizations, check out The Gun Rights War, put together by Chris Knox, about his dad, Neil Knox. You can find that at Amazon.com. I recommend it. We'll get together next time when you're not on the road, and I have a little more time to prepare with you.
All right, good deal, Bill, and I'm certainly looking forward to doing it again. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Stay safe.
All right,
we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a... lost my guys. Where'd they go? Where did GCN go? They're not on the stack no more. If you can hear me, you're disconnected. Anyway. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. I don't remember what else I was saying before that. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Did I say the name of the show? This is Lock and Load. Okay, now we got GCN Studio back. Good deal. I'm ex-military, I'm a military veteran. I was a non-commissioned officer. And you know what? If I go on a military post today and I walk up to a bunch of troops that were below the pay grade I held and I give them an order, do you know what happens when I do that? First of all, there's an awful lot of laughing, and then I might get beat up, and then I'll get kicked off the post. And the point of this is that we sure do give a lot of props to somebody because they're a former something or other, don't we? Now, Michael Bloomberg is out there right now, and here's a couple of things you have to understand. Despite what happened in Washington State, despite what may have happened in Nevada, the Every Town for Gun Safety Moms Demand Attention Unholy Alliance is dying, even though they have money. They're not going to die from lack of funds. They got plenty of money. But they are dying. They are withering on the vine. They've decided now they're going to boycott Kroger, for example, as if that's going to have any sort of effect on Kroger. Kroger's business has jumped through the roof since Kroger said, you know what, we're just going to observe the laws wherever our stores are. How about that, Moms Demand Attention? Get out of our building! That's what they've been doing. So, now the mayor is out there. And his honor, the former mayor, which, You know what that means? This means now we got your common garden rich guy. Okay, that's all he is. He's a billionaire. He's walking around. He doesn't have to worry about the power bill like some of me and you might have to. But when it's all said and done, today, this guy, he's not running anything anymore except his mouth. He's decided to encourage others to threaten people in order to push the green agenda, as an example. And I'm sure he'll apply that to everything out there that he does. Okay? Okay. During an interview with the Environmental Defense Fund President Fred Krupp, Bloomberg stated that he feels pro-environmental groups need to get tough and begin to threaten those in Congress, cigarette and gun makers, and the coal industry, and their families. He said, I've always thought that the pro-environmental groups should get a lot tougher and start threatening. You go to your congressperson. What the NRA does, the reason they're so powerful, is that they go to you and they say, you got to vote with us. And then you say, I can't do it, and I'm good on the other issues, but I'm not good on guns. And the NRA would say, well, we're going to go after you. What the NRA says is we're going to score the vote sometimes. So does Gun Owners of America. They all say, we're going to score the vote, and we're going to let our people know how you voted. That's not going after anybody. That's reporting, actually. That's journalism. Today there was a vote taken. Senator so-and-so voted this way. That's not going after somebody if they vote that way. But his honor continues on. But you say my opponent is worse, but they say we don't care. We're going after you. We're going after your spouse, your kids, your grandkids. Okay. For everything that I've ever said about the NRA, they have never said, we're coming after you, we're coming after you. You know, that's straight out of The Untouchables, where Robert De Niro's out there talking about Elliot Ness going, I want him, I want his family, I want everybody he knows, I want a kid that delivers his newspaper, I want a kid that shines his shoes. You know, that's not what the NRA does. Now, of course, one of the things his honor does very well is set up funds. And so he's setting up a fund. So five generations from now, they're still going to be able to go after every relative of yours. Here's what I would say. Michael Bloomberg, I envy your business success. However, I do not envy your egomania. This idea that you know better than everybody else and that you are still relevant to any degree as far as political policy is concerned, to me is laughable. You wanted to regulate breast milk and soda and plastic bottles and napkins and all of this other stuff. You want to be a dictator. You want to think for people because you think you're better than everybody else. You think you're smarter than everybody else. Now, that's okay. I regretfully defended your right to be this deluded. I did. But, this idea that this is what we do, so this is what you guys should do. First of all, show me your proof. Show me where anybody on the gun rights side has gone after anybody's family. If you would. If you have some, I'll look at it. I'll be happy to look at it. But show me where this is. Don't talk about it like it exists. Show me where this is. When you say, well, I think that the environmental people have to say, wait a second, you're murdering people and we got to stop this. And why we don't go after people that burn coal or make guns or make cigarettes, you know. You know what? Allow people to be unwise. Burning coal now is cleaner than it's ever been. Guns are a legal product, and they are used more often for good than for bad. Cigarettes, okay, not exactly the best product as far as your health is concerned, but, I exercised my free will with them. I've changed my mind because I've had an example laid on me. But you were never put in a position to tell me I couldn't smoke. You've never been put in a position to tell me how to heat the house. You don't get to be in a position. All you've got is what we don't want. What are our alternatives? You have an armed fire team around you, full of baby Hueys. You loan them out to Shannon Watts from time to time. that helps her out whenever she has a, you know, a gathering. There's a few more people there. But beyond that, you have defense. You have self-defense in place. And you don't even have to do any of it. When you're surrounded by your phalanx of baby Hueys, nobody can even see you. It just looks like a huddle of big bald guys. You know. And they have guns, by the way. Get rid of their guns, Your Honor. Get rid of their guns. And then preach about not having guns. And until then, shut up. And if you think being the former mayor of New York, which, you know, I'm sure that you have quite this and quite that, and all, you know, all of your former cops are former cops. They don't have any law enforcement jurisdiction anymore in the United States. So please don't come here and start talking that stuff, because I'm going to approach you. And if one of your baby Hueys touches me, okay, there better be a bunch of them there. There better be a bunch of them there, because you're nothing more than I am now. Your bankers probably enjoy it more when you walk through the door than when I walk through the door, but I still get smiles when I walk through my bank's door, too, no matter what my balance is on any given day. They're just that nice. But all of this stuff about going after families, I mean, I'm a Second Amendment advocate. You coming after my family? Bring a book and lunch. And some water wings. And a mop. Okay? That kind of stuff just rubs me sort of wrong. Getting out there and saying we should... I'm wide open. I'm open game. Absolutely. Come after me all day long. But you better stay away from my family, because then I'm going to get irrational on you. And I'm more capable of being more irrational than you're even cognizant exists. Hand it back one more time. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80, that's Guns80.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Go check out the Scorpion line. No better way to carry into your ammo than that way. Before we go on, one thing I want to tell you is this. When I was laying in the hospital, when I finally got cognizant, for a few days, I was like, I'm in the hospital, blear. When I became cognizant of what was going on and everybody reaching out to me, one of the things I resolved at that point was to get back in the fight. And all of you that reached out to me during that time, you were the ones that inspired me to get back into the fight. So today for me, with you know, all the birthday wishes and everything, thank you very much for that. I'm lucky to have the birthday, given everything that happened. I survived it, certainly because of nothing I did. I was just extremely lucky. I'm glad luck was on my side. So, having said that, does it surprise you anymore at all when you hear about a murder that happens in a gun-free zone? Does it? You ever sit back and go, who'd have thunk it? Because if it does, you are delusional. Go seek help. Or you haven't been paying attention. Such is the case in a recent tragedy that happened at Wayne Community College in Goldsboro, North Carolina. No doubt the academics that run their little community college patted themselves on the backs and were toasted by the gun-hating brethren in academia when they decided to deny the law-abiding the right to defend themselves while on campus. They can persuade themselves that they are being quite magnanimous because these gun owners that may go to school there, they can lock their guns in their cars while they're on the premises. Of course, that doesn't do them any good when they're not in the car. So, and it really does them no good at all when they're staring down the barrel of a rifle by a criminal who really doesn't give a damn about their academic accomplishments or the rules they put in place. And so, Thus, we have Wayne Community College employee Ron Lane, who was shot and killed in a third-floor bathroom of one of the college's buildings. Suspect, 20-year-old Kenneth Stansel, a self-professed enforcer of at White Power, had been fired by Mr. Lane sometime prior to the shootings. Ron Lane, during his 18-year employment, was a guy who followed the rules, and as such, he was an easy target thanks to the Wayne Community College insistence that he and all other rule followers be sacrificial lambs to evil criminals. So, you know, because when one of them comes on campus, we really don't need to hinder them, do they? Their murderous inclination and rampage must be allowed to go forth. Gun control and gun-free zones do what they are designed to do. They're not designed to stop crime. They're designed to stop you and me, the law-abiding, from walking through the door carrying a gun. Criminals who don't follow the law are not going to follow the law, period. And that's a problem. That's a problem. Criminals who mean to do you harm look for the gun-free zone. They're looking for the Wayne Community Colleges out there amongst us. President Kay Albertson, after this happened, is going to put all errors to the right. Albertson said the school plans to bring in teams of counselors for students and faculty who need to talk about what happened. You want to know what my chat would be with one of the counselors? I'd be like, where do I go to where I can carry a gun on this campus? Because that only happened because that cat didn't have a gun or nobody has a gun, and that guy who brought the gun on just killed that guy knew that nobody on campus had a gun. No, I don't need to talk to you about what happened. What happened was pretty stupid, but it was put in place by this cat who brought you in, put you in place. So I don't really need to talk to you. Where do I sign to carry a gun here on campus? I wonder how quickly the students and staff who want to end the senseless guns-free zone policy of WCC will be demonized and shouted down or expelled or fired. Kenneth Stansel remains at large currently. He's out there. He's still out there. Once again, in this particular case, Wayne Community College, the policy of Wayne Community College and most other universities in America is to ensure that law-abiding citizens are left helpless before the evil of people like Mr. Stansel. And this isn't a surprise to gun controllers. And here's the problem with this for me. Because it isn't a surprise to them, because they understand it all too well, in my mind's eye, Michael Bloomberg, the late Sarah and James Brady, Dan Gross, the Joshes, Sugarman and Horowitz, Shannon Watts, all of you gun grabbers out there today, all of you that would disarm me for no other reason than I have them, all of you who think you know better and can decide what's enough for me and what I should be allowed to own and how many bullets should fit into it and when I can carry it and where I can carry it and all of this other stuff, all of this, because you understand exactly what you do and what it actually stops, that makes you no better than the criminals who pull the trigger. You are equally as evil. You are equally as at fault and liable. Anytime we see one of these things happen, They have caught Stansel in Florida. Good deal. They have caught him. That's good. He's good. He's not at large. when I was pulling this together. At the time, he was still at large, but that was put together. So good for them. Good for them. Anytime you see this, Aurora, the D.C. Naval Yard, Columbine High School, Sandy Hook, name it. All gun-free zones. All in the eyes of an evil person, it's an invitation to come on in. We know what you want to do, and you can do it right here. So welcome and enjoy the last 5 or 10 minutes of your life while you go out in a blaze of glory. All the people that put this in place know that when you put something like this in place and you don't put something in place to offset that void that you just created, you still have a void. And if the first person willing to fill that void is a bad guy with a gun, oh my. So from here on out, whenever, I mean, I've got a publicist now. From here on out, Michael Bloomberg, you're a murderer. Wayne Community College, people that put these policies in place, you are murderers. Everybody that wants to disarm me, you are murderers because you've disarmed somebody else already. And they died as a result of it. You're murderers. That's what you are. You're not gun control activists. You're not gun safety specialists. You're evil. You're evil. I don't need your permission to defend myself, nor do I need your help. I will call the police after it's said and done because, you know, they investigate things after they happen. And when if they get to me and then I have to call the police after it's done, then what they'll be investigating is me having committed self-defense against a guy that tried to commit a crime against me. And if that guy is dead, he invited that. I didn't kill him. He put himself in place. Not my fault. Bear that in mind. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember, and tomorrow, Robbie Barkman from Robar. But between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.